Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So here we are, our weekly recap with the Truth About Guns with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Frady.
Well, as I was looking around, at Truth About Guns, I noticed that you had an article from Guns.com from some FUD.
Well, that was probably a quote. Which one are we talking about here?
Let's see. Hunter. Carrying a gun doesn't make Americans as worthy of the responsibility as cops or soldiers.
Ah, yeah, that was
the Yahoo who couldn't conceal a pocket pistol.
that was our quote of the day this morning, and Mr. Hunter wrote at NBC News, an op-ed, and said that he, of course, is an experienced gun carrier. And had apparently been targeted by MS-13 or something like that and carried a gun for a while. But the one thing he learned while he was doing all that was that carrying a gun isn't as easy as everybody thinks, and that what he wants gun owners to realize is that just because you have a license to carry doesn't make you as worthy to carry as a police officer or a member of the military. And he wants people to know that.
But look at one of the things he said. Carrying that gun was a tremendous blessing for me because it allowed me to go about my life almost just like I had before, with the confidence that I had deadly force at hand if I needed it.
Yes, which he failed to see as a definite benefit. It clearly protected him. He apparently had a friend who was actually murdered, or his client that was murdered by MS-13, and he was reportedly next on their hit list. So he wanted to protect himself, and I don't know if he's got a family, but probably his family as well. So he bought himself a SIG and was able then to go about his day and his business, you know, without being in abject fear of being shot or at least being able to defend himself if he was attacked.
Now,
and why he fails to see the benefit of that for anybody else in the United States is kind of beyond me. But he's an attorney, and of course, most attorneys seem to think that they know more than everybody else does.
I guess. He bought I've never seen, did he mess up the numbers? Did he get a P320 or is there a little P230 that I just, I don't look at 380 pistols, so I don't know.
P230, 380, there's no 320, 380, so I don't know. I didn't check those.
Is this the one that looks like a little 1911?
Yeah, that's a 290. I'm losing all that in my brain. There's so many models
I don't know who told him that this would be a good idea for a gun. If you read it, it makes out like the FBI and the marshals were like, yeah, that's the thing right there. You'll be bringing the heat. You'll be bringing the thunder with that gun. I would be out there looking for a gun with a 30-round magazine if MS-13 had me in their sights.
Yeah, I'd want something bigger.
Maybe in 20 millimeter.
Yeah, that might be hard to tote around on your hip, but
who cares?
A little bigger. But look, I'm glad whatever he chose to carry, I'm glad he did. I'm glad it protected him. All I ask is that he recognize my right to do the same thing. If I choose to, I've got the same right under the Constitution as he does. And whether he thinks I'm worthy of that right or not really doesn't matter to me. Fortunately, he doesn't get a say in that.
He wasn't very good at concealing it either because people saw it and spotted it. And apparently he would walk up on somebody. Hi, how's it going? Greg Hunter here. I carry a gun.
Yeah, he talked about how he carried around under his shirt, but people inevitably saw it anyway. What he said under his shirt, jacket, and the people who inevitably did glimpse it frequently wondered why I had it and whether my gun was my gun or my presence put them in danger. He apparently wasn't very good at being a concealed carrier.
Now, only his incompetence put them in danger.
Yeah.
He said, I learned that most people I encountered actually didn't feel better knowing I had a gun. How did they know that?
Yeah, clearly. I don't know where it was. I want to say he was in Maryland or Virginia, but I'm not positive of that. anyway, there's a lot of contradictions in what he wrote that, or double standards anyway, that he fails to recognize. So that was kind of amusing because most of my readers certainly seem to find them and point them right out.
He said, yes, I had a real articulable need to carry a firearm, and I carried one of the best made and engineered handguns available on my hip, which would have been super cool to a 16-year-old me, but I didn't have the training or responsibility of a real cop, and I wasn't Jason Bourne.
Yeah, fortunately, you don't have to be a real cop to carry a firearm in this country.
Or Jason Bourne.
Or Jason Bourne. You don't need those skills. You don't need to be an operator. You don't need to be a double knot spy. You just need to be a human being without a criminal record.
Yeah.
And in some cases, you don't even need a license. You don't need a permit. You can just do it in 16 states because you're a citizen. And that's good enough for me. And it's good enough for the people in those states, too. You don't see blood running in the streets like everyone predicts on the anti-gun side when those laws are passed. People get along just fine.
How many people do you think that, and, you know, this is going to be a wild guess, because is it 18 million concealed carry permits now right around that we know
that's
about?
Permits. And, again, that doesn't count the people who live in the
constitutional carry states. So would you think is it safe enough to say that it's 35 million people carrying a gun a day?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, at least, let alone the people who carry them illegally, you know, who require them in who live in states where you're required to have a permit but don't, and go ahead and do it anyway.
I was one of those. Anyway, I started carrying a gun after I got out of the military. Because in 1990, we used to have these things called SATA briefing, subversion, and espionage directed at America when I was in military intelligence. And I just knew something bad was going to happen here, and I wasn't going to be caught shorthanded. And then when I was doing radio, I had a bunch of people that wanted to saw my head off because I had mentioned something about Sharia law on the radio when I was local in Columbia, South Carolina. So I called the attorney general, and I said, you're walking something through for me today, Alan. And I went and got the permit then, just in case I had to shoot somebody. I just wanted to have my bona fides with me when I did that one.
Yes, it's always nice to be legal in case anybody asks. But
we're coming up on the first break. Coming up on the first break at truthaboutguns.com. Dan is he is the editor-in-chief, and he has a group of people that are writing articles and catching articles and printing articles on a daily basis. They truly have breaking news. A lot of times Dan will text me something, breaking news, this just happened. And he'll send it to me before it gets up on his website. But I can see it pop while I'm sitting there just saying, how fast did I get that? It pop, it'll happen. So I beat it by a few seconds. So anyway, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman, the Truth About Guns editor-in-chief, and today he put an article out today that is absolutely stunning, just in its scope.
Which one would that be?
Okay, now, you've heard the Chicago police say, we know that most of the violence happening in Chicago is due to 1,400 individuals. You've heard them say that, right? They know who the gang members are. So here in Congress, they got out there and they were like, well, you know, we could red flag some of these gang members, these guys that show up on these gang modules. And then the hilarity began to ensue.
Yeah, the congressional Democrats in the House are pushing through a red flag bill, or a bill to incent states to enact red flag laws. And one of the Republicans on the, House Finance Committee or, Judiciary Committee, Ken Buck had the idea of, using the red flag laws. If we're going to have these red flag laws, why don't we use them against people who are on gang lists of known gang members? You know, if we're going to be grabbing guns from people, and again, ostensibly, the whole idea behind red flag laws is to remove firearms from people who are either a danger to themselves or to others.
Gang members.
in most cases, these things are done in advance. You know, somebody gets an inkling that somebody is a danger, and they get this, get a judge to issue an order, and they grab their guns before any crime's committed, before anybody's done anything. Basically, you know, the whole thing's done on a hunch. These people on these lists of gangs that are maintained by cities around the country, these are known associates of gang members, Crips, Bloods, MS-13, whatever the gangs may be in different parts of the country. So this Congress critter had the idea of adding an amendment to the red flag incentive bill to let local police use those lists to go grab the guns from those people. And what do you know? The congressional Democrats objected to that because they said that these lists aren't necessarily accurate. there could be people on those lists that don't really belong there.
Hmm.
And the Judiciary Committee Chairman, Jerry Nadler, no friend of Guns He from New York, said, you know, it's like people on no fly list. These things are notoriously inaccurate. Senator Ted Kennedy got on a no fly list. And somebody, you think could be in MS-13, he said, maybe you're just doodling because it's the 13th of June and it's all just a crazy misunderstanding. So really what they're saying is, you know, Joe and Jane Doe, your average American, your average law abiding citizen, isn't given as much benefit of the doubt in these situations and their red flag confiscation situation as your average suspected associate of a local gang that's selling drugs, prostitution, whatever the hell it is that gangs do around the country.
Let's talk about that real quick. Now, aren't 83% of the 83% of all shootings occur as a result of a drug deal?
That's my understanding. Yeah, the vast majority.
And most of the drug deals, of course, are the purview of the gangs.
Correct.
Half of the murder victims in the United States are young black men. Half of the murderers in the United States are young black men. So here we actually have a way they could take one of their golden children, the red flag law, and apply it to people who actually are known dangers.
Or at least strong, have it, they have
recidivism amok.
Suspicion,
yeah.
Than they do from, you know,
They know where they are.
Joe Blow lives down the street.
They know where they are. They know all this other stuff. And they think that doesn't apply to them. What happens if one of their mothers goes, yeah, my son's a Crip, and he's got a gun, and I think he's going to hurt somebody or himself. Are they going to go serve a red flag on him, or are they just going to be like, well, that might be a, you know, that could possibly be a mistaken notion. Right?
You know, to be fair, in that case, they might actually do it. I don't know. What they're talking about here is just basically going down any list of known gang associations that the various police agencies maintain.
Did they ever find
automatically issuing red flag confiscation orders from that list?
But wouldn't that, if they were going into neighborhoods and taking guns from people, don't you think they would discover other things? Don't you think that well, first of all, with the Ferguson effect, I just don't see that actually occurring.
No, how many police officers are going to want to go and knock on known gang members' doors and saying, excuse me, sir.
Bring out your guns.
Yeah.
Those wascally Democrats. The best thing about what we do is they're never going to go away. They just get more and more. They just get more and more left. Before long, they're going to go so far left, they're going to be coming up on our right-hand side anyway.
Well, it's because it was kind of like we're seeing in New Zealand now. Where, they outlawed all the semi-automatic. Now they want to create a gun registry.
Sort of backwards.
Yeah, it's kind of backwards.
Sort of backwards on that one. But when we get back, I've got something I want to ask you about. I had a conversation today. I just had this with Rob Moore, so I want to have the same conversation with you. And one thing I also want to point out as we're going into this, you know, last Thursday we were supposed to hear from Trump about his gun control plans.
Yeah, now they're saying it's this week. But who knows?
Who knows?
We can have more with the RAND tomorrow, so it may be off the table.
Could be off the table. So I don't know. I know everybody gets out there and says, don't tell me he plays three-dimensional chess. Okay. Think what you like. I'm sort of over that. But Dan, of course, Dan is the he's the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, where you can find all kinds of fresh content waiting on you every day, keeping you in the loop as to what's going on in the world with the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 50,000 UA workers are going on strike against General Motors.
UAW! Who are we? UAW!
That protest in Bowling Green, Kentucky. There are growing talks going on between the company and the union. Jeremy Acevedo of Edmunds.com.
If these labor negotiations do continue for quite a while, shoppers then can expect to see choices go down, maybe looking for a model that they have their heart set on that's just not going to be available.
More problems in the aftermath of that drone attack at Saudi oil facilities. The president tweeted he was awaiting verification from the Saudis as to who's to blame for the attacks. He also said he'd wait to hear from Riyadh under what terms we should proceed. The president has authorized the use of a strategic petroleum reserve to stabilize global oil supply and the price at the pump. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. Dan, I had a conversation today with one of my affiliates. Okay? Not going to mention who it is because I don't want to embarrass them. But I'm presuming this is not... His thing to me was that there will be gun confiscation one day, and we will all do it simply because they're going to use finance as a way of making that happen. They're going to freeze everybody's assets, and unless we give them the guns, they're not going to let us have any money. Then we'll all just starve to death, and we won't have any food, and we won't be able to buy our cable, and you know all this.
Well, how are they going to know whose assets to freeze?
Well, see, that's the thing. He was thinking that, with each and every question that I would ask him, because I'd be like, you know, he was talking about registered guns. I said, well, do they have a registry? He lives in Colorado. I said, do they have a registry in Colorado? And he was telling me about some local area that does. And then my next question was, did everybody register?
But yeah,
Then he decided to go Red Dawn on me when he said, well, they could always go and look for the 4473s. And I was like, yeah, but see, this is the thing. I can't tell you how many, and this is true, I can't tell you how many 4473s I filled out. And 95% of the guns that I filled those out for are gone. I don't have them anymore.
Me too.
I mean, they come and they go, and I mean, some of them I haven't wanted to go, but I have sort of a little loose policy. If they're not a sponsor, I don't keep it for the most part, unless there's some sort of special arrangement. So, because I push my sponsor's product, and so I've had some really nice stuff come and go, and I've actually been contacted by some of the people that have gotten it, but. Then he was like, oh, well, then I guess they would, if you had the 4473, then the next thing they'd want to know is who you sold it to. And then as I'm listening to this guy, I realized that he didn't know what he was talking about.
No, most people don't. People like that who are advocates of confiscation or just strict gun control think that we already have registration in this country and that there's an easy way to figure out who has what gun.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Sorry, go ahead.
He's not advocating for it. He just, as a matter of fact, he's very pro-gun. He doesn't know why, but he's very pro-gun. But he thinks that the government who can't run the post office, the government that when they have one of those big shutdowns, we don't even notice. He thinks that they could get this thing going. And then, and Rob Moore's pointed this out. I mean, how many times would this happen before there was a run on the banks when everybody figured out, well, they're going to freeze everybody's assets. I'll just take my money now. Thanks. We'll go back to being a cash society.
Collapse.
Yeah.
If you froze let's say even 30% of the people complied. That's 70% that didn't. You've probably got that's probably still 100 million gun owners who will have guns. So they're going to freeze the assets of 100 million gun owners. What would that do to the overall economy in this country?
Oh, it would destroy it.
It would crash it.
I mean, who's going to issue, what do they call it, 30-day paper, the little 30-day loans that every big company, none of the big companies use their money to operate day-to-day. They take out these little itty-bitty loans, well, these gigantic loans for a very short period of time.
Commercial paper?
Commercial paper, yeah. So if all of a sudden the banks become completely insolvent, first of all, who's going to issue the commercial paper? Who's going to be worthy of the commercial paper?
And I have a feeling there will be all kinds of court challenges, too, against trying to stop the government from freezing the assets of people.
Well, but I mean,
firearms.
That would be a declaration of war.
It would. I mean, talk about bringing about some serious violence. That would be really ugly.
Yeah. I keep seeing these people. Listen, if they ever ban guns, you're just going to turn them in. That's going to happen. But it's going to be about 8%. We'll just turn them in because that's what we're seeing nationally. That's what we see in Connecticut. That's what we see in New York.
Right.
They got the word. You got to register everything you got.
Let's say it's twice that. Let's say if the federal law is even twice that. Okay, 16%. Let's say it's even 20%. Okay, wonderful.
We can just round it up if
that's
you want to.
80% of probably 400 to 450 million guns, maybe even half a billion guns in this country, would still be outstanding. So that still would leave you with 350 million guns that haven't been turned in. Good luck with that.
The other thing, I brought up the Bundy Ranch, and he's like, well, the Bundy Ranch, the Bundy Ranch was not necessarily one of these things. And I was like, well, yeah, it was a thing. Because I know some of the people that went to Bundy Ranch. And these were some very serious people that went to Bundy Ranch. They would have given a very fair accounting of themselves if it came to that. And they didn't go there to give a fair accounting of themselves. They went there to see what was going to happen. Because I don't know if anybody has figured this out yet, but the last time the government tried to play this hardball game, how many ATF agents got shot and how many died that day when they were trying to have the grant? Let's bring the video cameras in out there. We're going to show them how to dress like ninjas. We're going to get that, Koresh.
Yeah, it didn't go well. And that was one little group in one little location.
Yeah. And the lesson that we learned from that, of course, was all we heard about was what they were putting out. And then later on, as the story came out, we found out, well, you know, dude went for a 3-mile run every morning. They could have just picked him up when he was out there in his Adidas and just picked him up. But they didn't want to do that. They wanted something with some big press, and they got it.
Yes, they did.
Ruby Ridge, it's the same thing, but all of that, when I listened to that and the ponderous bulk of the bureaucracy just trying to get it to move to do anything, I just laugh at the idea that they would actually put that into play. Because some banks aren't going to go with that. Some sheriffs aren't going to allow that to happen in their counties. They're not going to sit back and say, all right, everybody, they're going to walk into the bank and go, how much money? This boy's got this printout saying he had this much money. You need to go ahead and give him that right now. If they even try to do it.
Yeah, I don't even see it happening, but I think they'd use some other tactic if it ever even came to that. But I think the vast majority of certainly sheriffs and a lot of police officers would not comply.
They're not going to play it. They're not going to play that game. So anyway, they're not going to play that game. Coming up on the next break, I always like to postulate with you, Dan, because you bring me back to my land of sanity. Moore sort of plays with me, and he feeds me, and I begin to feel like I'm the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. But
I'm glad I can help.
You bring me back to that reality. But I do like that heady feeling for a little bit anyway. Anyway, truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan plies his trade when he's not here. That's where all the breaking news is. Go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking with the editor-in-chief at Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. So, Dan, I'm going to be writing an article that I'd like for you to publish. I'm going to call it The Great Beto O'Rourke Conspiracy, because I'm certain that Wayne LaPierre put him up to say what he said so that we wouldn't notice what happened at this meeting they just had.
Well, could very well be, or maybe maybe even the gun companies are paying him on the side, and because he's vying for the title of, you know, greatest gun salesman 2019 edition. You know, if he keeps this up, he's going to be right on Barack Obama's heel. You know, we ran a post today. Palmetto State Armory's got a new Beto edition stripped lower. The Firearms Policy Coalition is selling T-shirts that are takeoffs of the Beto T-shirt, saying, hell yes, we're coming to take your AR-15.
So is it Beto or Beto?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's I call him Beto. I don't know if it's Beto.
Let's call him Bob. You know, let's just call him Bob.
We most often call him Robert Francis O'Rourke, his real name.
Right? Every time I hear that, I can just hear name. Warren Oates going, "Lighten up, Francis." I just for some reason.
Yeah, no. Whatever his name is, he's doing quite a job. And we wrote a couple days ago also, we all owe him a huge debt of gratitude because he's taken one of the anti-gun side's counter-arguments off the table forever.
Yeah.
Because they've always said anytime we say not one more inch, you know, we're not giving up anything. You know, it's all on a slippery slope to gun confiscation. And they all say, oh, you crazy wing nuts, you idiot gun nuts. Nobody wants to take your guns. All we want is a little common sense gun reform. I love that one. But he's forever taking that off the table, as a number of people have pointed out. Democrats, who's Chris Coons, who said, hey, Beto, you know, we're trying to get some laws passed here and push through in Congress. He's one of the guys that work in the background check bill. And Beto saying, we're coming to grab your guns, isn't making his job any easier. All it's doing is stiffening the spines of the people who are opposing him. And then there is Chris Saliza at CNN, who's one of the most reliable spouters of Democrat talking points the other day, saying that, Beto's really hurt the Democrats because forever now, the NRA, gun-supporting politicians will always be able to say, yeah, they really are trying to take your gun. And everybody who's paid attention has known this all along. It's sure. always been a long game situation, a game of incrementalism. They want to take a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, and eventually with the ultimate goal of being a fully disarmed civilian population. That's always what they wanted.
Yep.
And, you know, now it's
common knowledge.
In the open. Yeah, the mask is off, and it wasn't just Beto. Of course, Beto's the one who's famous for it, but who was it? Is Cory Booker agreed with him the other night, and did, I think,
Spartacus. Call him Spartacus. And with a brown sidekick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think Mayor Pete said some praiseworthy things as well, so they all want to do it. They all don't have the cojones to say it yet. Because they're not sure it's good politics or not.
But they're about to find out. Oh, every time you say Beto, I'm just thinking that he was Data's partner on Star Trek: The Next Generation. but while all this has been going on, the NRA did hold their annual their executive meeting. Yeah.
Yes, they did.
And it was just a bunch of backslapping, from what I'm gathering.
Yeah, I exchanged some texts with Rob Pincus over the weekend, and we reran a post from Save the 2A yesterday, and it sounds like the entire public session of the actual board meeting was basically a Wayne LaPierre rally. The entire time, and then they went into, of course, executive session, which means all the regular plebe members are kicked out of the room, and it's just board members and other officers. So who knows what was actually going on then? Beto and all
this,
that.
This guy that they replaced Chris Cox with, is he going to be able to do anything? Is he just Josh Powell too?
I don't know. I don't know his background at all, so I can't comment. We met, I think, is his name. I don't know what his background is, so I haven't had a chance to look at that yet. Hopefully he's got a little more experience than the ILA's new counsel, because that isn't promising, at least not at this point. Got absolutely no legislative experience whatsoever.
I don't know how that's going to play. That'd be like me going up there doing it.
Yeah, or me, exactly. I don't know anybody on Capitol Hill. And from what I understand, Mr. Callender doesn't know anybody there either. So good luck trying to break in and get a hold of people who you need to talk to, have people's ears, and can get you in to talk to influential legislators on either side of the aisle.
I'm going to see how that's going to go.
Already having those kinds of contacts.
He's not going to get invited to any of the cocktail parties.
No, I doubt.
And if he does, he'll get Chris Cox's invitation, and he'll be walking in with that. He'll be like, you're not Mr. Cox. I'm the new guy in town. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I need to talk to you senators about this coming up. Who are you? No, we don't even know you. Forget it.
Yeah.
Now, we got to go play Frisbee anyway. So, yeah, that'll be quite an interesting thing. Basically, it looks like the powers that be haven't learned no lessons there either, have they?
No, it doesn't seem so, does it? And, you know, nothing happened. I don't think anybody expected anything that significant happened at this past board meeting. But from what I understand, they made it as difficult as possible for members to attend the individual committee meetings in advance, because, you know, those committees meet on the days before the actual board meeting on Saturday. So they don't publish a list of those meetings. They don't say when, they don't say where. You just kind of have to walk around and stumble on them, which is apparently is what Mr. Pincus did, fortunately, and was able to report a little bit on what happened in one or two of the meetings. So doesn't seem to be a lot of appetite for reform among whoever's left at the NRA top these days.
Is Rob on the is he on the board of directors now?
No, he is not.
Okay. I know he's with Save the Second, but I need to reach out to him and find out about some of this stuff. But, yeah, I saw that, and the first thing I thought was that everybody, you know, this was the talk of the town there for a while until Beto got out there. That'll stick
right
with me forever. Beto. Or Bob. We could just call him Bob. But then when he came out with that stuff, then that started really making the rounds. And I don't look at that as a... because what bothered me most about it was the applause he got, the cheers he got for doing that.
Oh, of course.
Plainly a bunch of delusional people that think they can just, we don't like you having it, so this guy's going to be our guy. He's taking him away from you. Good for you. Hey, feel free to try, pal.
Yeah, it really does play to the Democrats' far left base. Yeah. They love that kind of stuff, especially when he drops F-bombs.
Yeah. He's a classy dude. But unfortunately, we're running out of time. So before you go, is your wife okay?
She's doing well. Thank you very much.
Very good. Very good. Check Dan out at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.